The other question that I had was on the last pasuk that we learned, a little bit more to the topic at hand. Rebbe was describing the Derech Yishara that we were talking about, the Avos, Tam the Yashar, which is what's the lashon of the pasuk, Yoshev al Miles. So Yaakov Avinu was the Ish Tam the Yashar. So Rebbe described Yashar as when you're trying to get from point A to point B, so people could go through a detour. And that could be fine for certain people, but it's not Derech Yishara because you're getting distracted by a detour. But going, meaning if somebody veers off the Derech for a side purpose, like to go shopping, right? I'm going from New York to Silver Spring and I go shopping, so I wasn't the Derech Yishara. But if the traffic is certain in one way or there's a detour, and in order to get there in the most efficient manner, I need to go out of my way, that's still Bechlal Derech Yishara.
Yes.
So to that sense, we said that Avodas Hashem, being Isaac in the Torah, Yaakov was the Yashiv Elohim Shal Torah, because the Avoda of Derech Hashem is always considering, you know, the Derech Yishara of Avodas Hashem is considering what's going to get me to be the best Avodas Hashem. So the example that I had put down in my notes, and I just want to see if this is just me far crumbing the point and just trying to justify and validate my own shortcomings, was that, you know, I always looked at while I was in Kailal, even after I was in Kailal, you know, there is a certain feeling of the people who were in Kailal where, even when life goes on and you're trying to work and you're also trying to learn and have a balance, there's still this feeling of competition, just like when you're in first year base measures, that I'm trying to learn more minutes than the next guy, which still exists. And maybe it's kenasifrim, maybe it's, but you know, there are some people that take it to a certain degree and they sacrifice relationships with their children to some degree because they're caught in the base measures. So my understanding of the Derech Yishara was, am I supposed to look at Avodas Hashem in a generational context and say, L'maisa, I could learn now for an hour, but I haven't seen my kid all week. And if I want not just my generation to have Avodas Hashem, but the next generation and perhaps the generation after that, I need to sacrifice on the now for the future. If the answer to that is yes, I could also use that as the most wonderful excuse in the book to never, ever be learning, because I'm sacrificing for future generations. So A, is that considered Derech Yishara? And I imagine the answer is some sort of balance, but if Rebbe could perhaps articulate, when we do look and say, long-term game, I want my children and grandchildren to also have an appreciation for learning, so I'm going to sacrifice, my learning for an hour so I could learn 5 minutes of Mishnayos with my son. How do we balance those kind of things?
I mean, first of all, the chiyuv with kids is vishinantam levanecha. So it's not as if I'm sacrificing my ruchnius. It's not different than there'd be a mitzvah to dav mairiv now, or whatever. Then there's a story of Rav Shteyman, this I heard from Rav Shmulevitz, friend of Racha, that a young man came to Rav Shteyman, and what did he say? His kid's not doing well. He said that he should learn with his kid. So he said he doesn't have any time. So Rav Shteyman said, tell me your schedule. So, you know, gets up in the morning, runs the davening, and then he's the first seder, and then he's second seder, and mincha, and this, that. So Shteyman told him, great, I have the solution. He said, davening is Rabbanan, Vishnantam Venecha is Deraisa, so you just lay in a passing Krishma, and then spend the time learning with your kid, and don't daven. So the person obviously found time to do both. But the point is, this is part of your avoda. Your avoda is to pass on Torah to the next generation. So there's no real, it's not as if I'm trading A for B. On the other hand, there's a balance. If you're tapped out, then you're not going to, then your kid is not going to get inspired. So finding some sort of balance where at least you touch base with a kid 5-10 minutes, you don't have to learn an hour with him, but 5-10 minutes with a boy is amazing. It means you sat, you learned something. You had a kesha. It's infinitely more valuable than zero. And then the other 50 minutes itself, you know, there's no, or just having the kesha, a kesha, is extremely important. And
right. So for learning Mishnayos, I hear exactly what Rabbi's saying, but sometimes it's a question of, you know, do I stay on a Sunday and learn, or do I come home for a little bit earlier so I can play basketball with my son? So I think playing basketball is important to have a relationship, because I always have in my head, there's a story of my brother told me, a certain local Rav, very accomplished Rav, very fine Yid, told my brother once that he had a tremendous regret that when his son was growing up, all they were doing was making siyumim. Every time they blinked, they were making siyumim, and he never imbued in his kid like a love of the learning, because every time it was like another, he was stripping another masechta down his throat and another masechta, and his son is a balabas, he's Shema Shabbos, but he doesn't really learn like bachalal. So I don't know if that's, you know, that stays in my head. I don't know what role in my head the story should play, but...
100%. Again, as long as a person feels maintaining, doing things with your kids other than learning is important in your relationship. Very rarely is the kid and the father where that could be the only relationship. So, you know, so divide the pie somewhere. As long as the pie is divided and you're genuine with yourself and you're honest with yourself, your decision will be okay. You know, there's no way to give an absolute answer for it.
Right. Okay.